The Great Prayer Meeting. The crisis Esther faced demanded quick action, but both she and Mordecai realized that unless God should work in their behalf, their efforts would be unavailing. So Esther took time for communion with God. "Go," she directed Mordecai, "gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." The events that followed, the appearance of Esther before the king, the favor shown her, the banquets of the king and queen with Haman as the only guest, the troubled sleep of the king, the public honor shown Mordecai, and the humiliation and fall of Haman, all these are parts of a familiar story. God wrought marvelously for his people. A counter-decree issued by the king, allowing God's people to fight for their lives, was communicated to the realm by mounted couriers who rode out in haste, urged by the king's command. There was gladness and joy among the Jews, a feast and a holiday. And many from the peoples of the country declared themselves Jews, for the fear of the Jews had fallen upon them, RSV. On the day appointed for their destruction, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. Angels had been commissioned by God to protect his people while they gathered to defend their lives, RSV. Mordecai was elevated to be next in rank to King Ahasuerus, and he was great among the Jews and popular with the multitude of his brethren, RSV. He sought to promote the welfare of Israel. Thus did God bring his chosen people once more into favor at the Medo-Persian court, making possible his purpose to restore them to their own land. But not until the 7th year of Artaxerxes I did any considerable number return to Jerusalem, under Ezra. The experiences that came to God's people in the days of Esther were not peculiar to that age. The Revelator, looking down the ages, declared, "The dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Some today will see these words fulfilled. The spirit that in ages past led men to persecute the true church will lead to a similar course toward those who maintain their loyalty to God. Even now preparations are being made for this last great conflict. The final decree against the remnant people of God will be similar to that issued by Ahasuerus against the Jews. The enemies of the true church see in the little company keeping the Sabbath commandment a Mordecai at the gate. The reverence of God's people for his law is a constant rebuke to those who have cast off the fear of the Lord and are trampling on his Sabbath. Satan will arouse indignation against the minority who refuse to accept popular traditions. Men of position and reputation will join the lawless and the vile against the people of God. Wealth, genius, education will combine to cover them with contempt. Persecuting rulers, ministers, and church members will conspire against them. With voice and pen, by threats and ridicule, they will seek to overthrow their faith. By false representations and angry appeals, men will stir up the passions of the people. Not having a thus saith the scriptures to bring against the Bible Sabbath, they will resort to oppressive enactments to supply the lack. Legislators will yield to the demand for Sunday laws. But those who fear God cannot accept an institution that violates a precept of the Decalogue. On this battlefield will be fought the last great conflict in the controversy between truth and error. As in the days of Esther and Mordecai, the Lord will vindicate his truth and his people.